There's Aidan, I suppose we'll talk about the incident, the Gordon Elliott incident, during the week later on. But we were just reflecting, both of us, about the standard of Wexford jockey and horsemanship at the moment. We've Jordan Ganford riding his fourth professional win since he turned pro today in Navan, and he has a couple of interesting rides tomorrow as well. And of course, the said Gordon Elliott, who will have to give up his training license on Tuesday, trained that horse. It's owned by Camilla Sharples, who works with Gordon in the stable. But, you know, we've Sean O'Keefe, we've Jamie Codd, we all know about, who can't go to Cheltenham because he's an amateur, as indeed can Patrick Mullins or Rob James. I'm sure will receive some kind of penalty for the photograph to emerge from him during the week as well. But you've Mikey Fogarty, Sean Flanagan is nearly the granddad of the Wexford riders now, with Jamie Codd and himself. You've Jonathan Moore, wrote a great win yesterday. JJ Slevin flying. You've Barry O'Neill. You look at James O'Sullivan, who's riding a lot on the track. He's a 7-pound claimer. And then, of course, we look, they were all led by Mick Fitzgerald, who, although born in Cork, grew up in Camogie and considers himself a Wexford man. You'd New Ross man, Jimmy Quinn. You'd a great Conor O'Dwyer's training now. You've Darryl Jacob, Tom O'Brien and PJ MacDonald riding in England. And, of course, you've Pat Dobbs riding on the flat. And we had the great Jimmy Fortune. And young Jack Hendrick is certainly a young fella to look out for made last. You've Luke Kavanagh, Peter Kavanagh, Conor Moore, Conor O'Keefe, the two Scallons, Mark and Jamie. We've any amount we could list. We could spend the evening listing the amount of young jockeys, the right point to point. And it's exceptional at the moment, the amount of really talented young Wexford jockeys. And when you start naming names, you probably leave out people. You know, we're certainly doing well in that end of it, Aidan.
We certainly are. And as we were saying beforehand, you could nearly spend the whole hour just naming out all the people who work in the industry here in the county. So we'll just move on to, of course, the big news of the week was Gordon Elliott's ban that he received yesterday. So it's a 12-month suspension, the last 6 months suspended. And to Gordon's credit there, he says he's paid a very heavy price for his error over the week. What was your initial reaction to seeing that ban come in place?
Well, he knew he was going to be banned. I suppose he was banned because of bringing racing into disrepute. So what annoyed me about the week, Aidan, was the amount of keyboard warriors that seemed to jump on everything. I prefer people to be talking about the welfare of animals that are alive, and that's not to dismiss this case lightly at all. When you start talking about the welfare of animals, there's a lot of roads you can go down, Aidan. You know, you have people living in towns, both of them working every day, leaving dogs in an apartment and in houses. And, you know, if you want to really go into it like that. But having said all of that, what he did, the picture wasn't right. He's taken his punishment. I've been lucky enough to be in his yard, and it's incredible up there. There's about 80 or 90 people working up there. It's run like clockwork, like Aidan O'Brien's in Coolmore, like Willie Mullins, like Annie Stables, like Paul Nolan's, even the small stables. They're all run like clockwork. The animals are cared to the best, and I would say that Gordon Elliott has amongst the best turned out horses that run. Look, there's always people will be against racing. Horses are bred to race, Aidan. That's what they do. And I think that racing will move on from this. I'm probably a little bit biased because I've always been to racing from the time I was a young lad. You know, it will move on. It's unfortunate for Gordon. He will learn from it, no question. He's a lot of staff there. A lot of his horses will stay in the yard. And, of course, he has Sneezy Foster, as she's known, Denise Sneezy Foster, which is better known as Sneezy. And she lives in Enfield. She's not too far from where Gordon's yard is. So she's going to take over the official training of the horses for the next 6 months. And the good news out of all of this is the staff now know that they'll have their jobs, that the staff that have mortgages and all of that, they now know that they have their jobs. Okay, they've lost a few well-known horses, but I think they'll recover that. Envoy Alain, I suppose, is the best-known horse that they lost. A horse that will win the Gold Cup, in my opinion. So, yeah, a tough week for the industry. No matter how you please people, Aidan, there are always people out there who do not like racing and then decide to go on Twitter and other social formats to denounce it.
And unfortunately, we do have a Wexford angle to this story as well, with Rob James, a video coming out of him doing something very similar to what Gordon Elliott did as well. And to be fair to Rob James, he put his hands up straight away. He said, "I'd like to apologise for my actions, which were wholly inappropriate and disrespectful to a lovely 5-year-old mare who unfortunately suffered a sudden cardiac arrest while at exercise in 2016. I'm heartbroken by the damage I've caused and will do my best to try and make amends to those hurt by my conduct." You know Rob James, and you know it's not something he's going to do do every day. He's somebody who loves horses, and you know, he's just got caught up doing it. What he says is a very stupid thing to do.
It was a very stupid thing to do. He knows that. Look, Rob James is a top class jockey. Won in Cheltenham last year for Gordon Elliott, as it happens. A horseman really knows how to care for a horse. If a horse is struggling in a race, they'll usually pull them up. Look, it was a silly thing to do. It just shows you, with camera phones now, all of us have got to be careful what we do in life, especially those people that are well known. And you know, it's an unfortunate incident. It shouldn't have happened. They know that. How many of us have done unsavory things or do things that we're sorry for after? I know I have done throughout my life, Aidan, and I'm sure there are other people out there that have. But what's really annoyed me is the amount of vitriol that's been aimed at particularly Gordon Elliott and the two lads during the week. A lot of it has come from people that don't understand racing, don't understand horses, don't understand what fine animal they are, and don't understand principally how well they're looked after and how well they're cared for. And I should reiterate, Aidan, of course, a horse is meant to be cared for, the same as any animal, the same as people that have pets out there that are listening, that have their dogs, their cats. No animal should be treated with cruelty. And we know that there are a lot of animals that are treated with cruelty, and those animals are living animals.
Just to take a look at a positive aspect of the sport once again, taking a look at the meeting that's going to be held in Beattyville on Wednesday. It'll be the first of the year. You know, some great races coming up there as well, and good for the industry here in the county that, of course, it's missing the vital St. Patrick's Day opener that's usually held every year. That can't be held this year due to COVID, but two race meetings within 10 days at the Wexford Racecourse, that's good to see too.
It is, Aidan, yeah, and of course the lack of point-to-point, that's affected Wexford Racing, because Wexford have practically dominated the point-to-point season, which has been put on hold. And of course a lot of the horses that are sold now to the likes of Gordon Elliott and to the top trainers in England, to Paul Nicholls and Willie Mullins, come through the point-to-point part of racing. And of course a lot of that point-to-point is dominated by Wexford handlers and trainers and breeders, and which is great to see. Yeah, Wexford, there's a lot of entries for Wexford on Wednesday, Aidan, and of course it's a chance for Paul Nolan. Paul is not having a great time at the moment. He's a lot of runners, but he's kind of hitting the crossbar, would be a term, but he has a lot of runners. There's a lot of local runners. Now the jockeys haven't been declared yet, and I'm sure that Sean Flanagan always likes to ride in Wexford, and a lot of JJS 11 or 2 jockeys in particular love riding on their home track. So what the disappointment is, we can't be there to watch it live, I suppose.